Welcome to Minute of Your Time, the podcast helping entrepreneurs legally protect their passions and profits. I'm Shay M. Lawson Esquire, your host, and over the past 10 years as a licensed attorney, I have been focusing on intellectual property and contracts to protect the brands and businesses of entertainment professionals and creative entrepreneurs. But you shouldn't have to be a big name celebrity to get big protection for your business. And so that is why on each and every episode, we are focusing on the information and interviews that will help you protect your profits while pursuing your passions. We'll talk about all the legal headlines, and we'll also take a social minute to make the world around us a little better and be the change we want to see around us. So if you haven't already, please subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. You can always find us on Instagram at MOYT Podcast. And if you're over on anchor.fm, you can leave us a note and let us know your thoughts. So happy you're here. And without any further ado, let's hop into this week's episode. Episode 3 of the Minute of Your Time podcast. This is Shay M. Lawson. And on this week's episode, we are talking about money. And there are so many entrepreneurs out there that feel awkward talking about money. You feel awkward raising your prices. I know that I have always said that I am not a salesy person. My family has a history in retail, and I always say that they could sell water to a well, but that was just not my strong suit. And I felt like as an attorney, the things that my clients need or potential clients need are absolute necessities. And so a part of me also felt like I shouldn't have to convince you of this thing that you need for your business. Why would you buy a car without insurance? Why would you get a house without homeowners insurance? Why would you make this significant investment in a business and then not put the proper protections in place for this investment that you have made of money, time, and energy? And so just making the sale was really difficult. Really understanding my pricing structure. I think another thing that entrepreneurs struggle with a lot of times is understanding where they fall in the market and what their prices should be, and really accessing that information. And we'll talk about that. And finally, understanding when should I raise my rates? How should I respond to objections about my rates, and really honing in on your ideal consumer who will pay those rates. And so that's what this week's episode is. So definitely tune in. And before we get there, of course, we have to do the times we live in. And this week's times we live in, we are talking about Beyonce and Renaissance. So I know the last 2 weeks have kind of been very, very melancholy, to say the least, very serious topics, but they won't always be super serious topics. And this week it's something fun and lighthearted and music and entertainment related. And so if you follow me on social media, you'll find that my primary practice has been in sports and entertainment prior to launching the law firm of Lawson McKinley, where we currently represent all creative entrepreneurs. I had the great opportunity to go on Fox 5 DC and talk about the great debate, the great internet debate about Khalees saying that Beyonce stole her milkshake in a sample for her song Energy on the newly released album Renaissance. If you haven't listened to it, please just go ahead, take the time to stream it. I will say, especially if Break My Soul did not really grab you, I think that you will have a new appreciation for it when you hear it within the entire body of music that she's presenting here. It was really cool to get my insights as an IP attorney and talk about the rights to songs and underlying compositions and artist rights as it relates to songs and sampling with Fox 5 DC. So I want to thank Gianno Caldwell, who is one of our firm clients, who introduced me to the staff as an analyst for Fox 5's segment on the topic. I'm going to leave a link to it in the show notes. Definitely check it out. Where do you fall in the debate? Do you think that Beyonce stole Milkshake? Do you think that Khalees going on the internet was the best thing that she could do if she really felt like she had a problem with Beyonce? What do you think about the fact that Beyonce took the song off the album? Was that petty, or did Khalees get what she deserved? I always want to hear from you. If you aren't subscribed, please subscribe, rate, like, do all of those things, and you can do it now on Spotify. They give you the option to give stars, so please give me stars if you're listening on Spotify. Definitely rate and review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, and give us your responses in the comments at MOYT Podcast over on Instagram. All right, let's hop into this week's episode. This season of the Minute of Your Time podcast is being brought to you by the law firm of Lawson McKinley and our Solo to CEO program. If you haven't listened to episode one of this season, go back and definitely check it out. We are talking about the three tests that every business owner should do annually as a health check for your business to make sure that everything is okay, that there aren't any loopholes, there aren't any gaps, there aren't any things that might blindside you, right? Because this season we are talking about things that are a part of the process, the things that we wish we knew as entrepreneurs along the way, things that aren't often talked about. And that episode really goes from start to finish of the things that can best position us as entrepreneurs to have foresight and also prepare ourselves for more. And that is exactly what the Solo to CEO program does. So if you are an entrepreneur that has found success with a signature framework or product, and you are looking to scale your team or scale opportunities to get your time back while expanding your reach and your profits in your business and truly move from solo to CEO, visit solo-ceo.com and schedule a discovery call today. This is definitely for you if you have been in business at least 2 to 3 years, if you have reached the six-figure mark in your business and you know that your framework, your product, your service is meant for a larger audience, but you aren't sure if you are properly covered for that growth because you know it has value, but you're not sure it's properly protected. You have a team or you're expanding your team and you want to make sure they don't walk out the door with the very thing that you've poured your heart and soul into. And that is what Solo to CEO is for, is to allow you as a business owner to confidently expand your team, expand your reach and your impact through your signature framework, service, or product. So again, visit us at solo-ceo.com. You can find the link in the show notes as well and schedule your free discovery call today to talk to us about how you can position yourself to go from solopreneur to CEO with the right legal protections in place. Handle business, grow your brand, get protected. Lawson McKinley. Let's talk about money without feeling awkward and icky. So just like I mentioned in the intro, sales or feeling salesy, that is the feeling that gives me the most ick, that makes me feel the most awkward. And I hope what's helpful in this episode for somebody who is listening to this and they know that they're providing something of value, they've gotten some traction, but to really get to where you want to be, eventually you will have to proactively go after leads, go after clients, or at least position someone in your business to be able to articulate your value proposition and market and push your company, your services, your products. And what has been most helpful for me in my journey of entrepreneurship is actually removing the ideal of sales from talking about your business. And I think that that's a huge step in relieving some of the ick, alleviating some of the awkwardness, because you should have a certain level of comfort and a certain level of knowledge and expertise about what you are doing and what you provide, whether that is a service, whether it's a product, it doesn't matter. And so if you can find yourself in creating a habit of talking about your business in very clear ways, in ways that connect to people and their everyday lives and their everyday problems, in ways that are understandable, the sale makes itself. You at no point will likely have to ask someone for the sale. They will likely engage you and say, how can I get what you have? How can I purchase your product? How can I connect with you and your service, whether it's coaching, a course, whatever it is, when you are able to clearly connect and communicate what it is that you do and the value that you have, and really speak to the person's heart and problems. And I feel like that's worth repeating for the second time, because we have created these businesses to address a particular need in the market. And so even if we are doing something that other people are doing, if you are a life coach and there's multiple life coaches out there, who are you serving? Are you serving retired professional athletes? Are you serving doctors and nurses? Are you serving creative entrepreneurs like we are? There's no problem with having a service that already exists or a product that already exists in the market. Think about how many different soaps there are, laundry detergents that there are, but they all have a different audience that they are serving. And so, am I going for sensitive skin? Am I going for those people who like really strong scents? Am I going for people who want to wash the sweat out of workout clothes? That allows you to enter a market that others might consider saturated, be able to speak clearly and connect with your ideal consumer to make the sale. And so if we are talking, let's just stay on the laundry detergent example. If we're talking about selling laundry detergent, and I am now telling my ideal audience, or just telling audiences in general, hey, I just opened a company, or I have a company and we make laundry detergent. The great thing about our laundry detergent is that it's so concentrated, you only need a fourth of the cup that you would need of a regular laundry detergent. So it's gonna go further. And not only that, it alleviates the need for you to add bleach or fabric softener at the drying stage. And so it's really an all-in-one, and it's gonna save you money and it's gonna save you time, because you're gonna buy less laundry detergent, you're gonna buy less products without having to get fabric softener or additional bleaching agents. And it's gonna make your money stretch longer, especially right now in inflation. Boom. No point did I tell you how much it costs. At no point did I say, all right, and now you can get three bottles for the price of one. Those are the elements that make it feel really salesy. At the point that you've now told me what your product does, how you are different in the market, and then what the benefit is of me taking advantage of this product, I find that your ideal consumers are going to come to you. And so although I'm using the example of a laundry detergent, it's really true of a service. And so I've found when I simply talk about my services or talk about my clients' experiences of, I had somebody who built a website, an absolutely beautiful website, paid thousands of dollars to have this custom website done, did not file the copyright for it. Someone else stole the entire website, the design, the layout, even the words, all of the words that were written about this person, and they were a coach. So this was their real life experience, but this person completely copied and pasted it and made it about themselves and just slapped their name on it and changed one or two colors. And without the copyright, there was no enforcement besides a threat of kind of outing this person on the internet that this particular person had. And it's like, if you had have just spent the $65 to file your copyright for your website and your web design and your copy, this could have saved you a huge headache, and you would have been prepared to protect this investment that you made in this beautiful website to market your business. That's going to connect with so many people, because everybody or the mass majority of people have websites for their business that they have invested a lot of time, a lot of money into. Hearing that story makes people cringe to say, oh my gosh, my stuff could get stolen. Yes, it absolutely could. But if you took these actions, you would be prepared to protect yourself. The automatic next response is, how do I get protected? Can you help me protect this? And so it really takes the sales out of it. At this juncture, I am able to speak so clearly to what we do, what our benefit is and our differentiator in the market is, and the benefit to our consumer, that very rarely do we put anything in the marketplace that is like, call us today, or anything with pricing or things like that. It's definitely like a, here's what we do and here's our contact information if you're interested. And those are the clients that come to you, and it positions you in a way to make the sale without being salesy. It eliminates that ick. It eliminates that awkwardness. The bonus tip that I would add to that is making it easy for your consumers to connect with you. And I really learned this on my entrepreneurial journey from Maya Elias, who's also a client of the firm. If you listen to the ad for Solo to CEO, she was actually one of the first to go through the Solo to CEO process. In that same year, her business moved from six to her first million, then her first 2 million. And we've done a number of contracts and trademarks and things together that she had. And it was, gosh, I cannot think of what the actual name of the webinar was. I'm going to link it in the show notes later. And one of the things that she mentioned in really connecting with your ideal customer was making it easy for them to connect with you. And she has these little homework assignments that are in the modules. I really hope she's still offering the course. I hope I'm not telling you all about something she no longer offers. But she was like, if you don't have a booking button or a schedule time with me or email me or connect with me that is easily accessible on your social media profiles, on your website, you are missing out on the sale. Because if you are putting out content, just like I said, that is clear, that connects, that differentiates yourself, that shows value, people are going to come to you. And the easier it is for them to connect with you, the easier it is that you will be able to close this sale, because they're already warm. If they're reaching out to you and using your contact buttons, that means that they're already warm leads. They already know what you do, and they obviously have a problem that they are hoping that what you do or what you offer solves, and they are proactively reaching out to you. And if you are making it difficult for people to connect with you, you know, come on. And I will tell you that literally, and I swear to you, Maya's not paying me for this, but I put a booking button on my website and just made it possible for people to book consultations with me, which previously I had to like privately share a link. I didn't just have like a public link that people could find. And literally just creating that one page of book time with me, I think in that month I made like maybe an extra $1,500 off of consultations alone, because I charged for the consult at the time. And here's an extra $1,500 in my pocket. If I can find the link and she's still offering the course, she does two really great things in there. One, she talks about that identifying your expertise, identifying your consumers, pain points to be able to communicate those things. And then she gives you actionable steps to help you position yourself to put out the content and attract those consumers. And so again, I swear to you, she has no idea that I'm doing this, but this is something that helped me. And that is the point of this season, right? Of not hiding the ball. As an entrepreneur, I have found that at times it feels like people are hiding the ball and they don't want to tell you how they got to where they got. They just want to tell you, I'm successful. Look at my win. Look at my win. But they're not telling you, these are the things that I used to get there. These are the steps. These are the books that changed my mindset. These are the classes I took, things of that sort. So I'm sharing that resource with you because it was a resource to me, and it definitely was one of the first steps to changing my business. So that's the very first topic that I will say, is that the thing that will take the ick and the awkwardness out of closing sales with people is to just get in a habit of consistently speaking about your product, how it's different in the market, how it addresses a pain point or a need that somebody has, a desire that somebody has, and making it easy for people to connect with you. So that is point one. Number two is knowing your rates or what you should be charging for what you are offering. And this is huge because there's no bigger frustration than to feel like you are working your ass off as an entrepreneur, that you have all these clients and you're still not making ends meet, where you're like, where the fuck is the money? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm working too hard to not see these dollars add up. And that's probably a key sign that you aren't charging enough, that you aren't charging market rates. And so you want to, if you haven't already, please go back and listen to the very first episode of this season where we talked about the gut check. And the bonus there was the magic equation of understanding how to calculate your value. And just to give you a little summary of it, it's going to require you to go step by step through your entire journey from beginning to end with customers to account for all of your time, all of your actions, and then say to yourself, how much would somebody else charge for this? What's the value of how quickly I can do this because of my experience and expertise? And then what's the value that I'm adding to someone else? What is the value that my customers typically experience? And that's going to help you set your rates. And again, we talk about that in the magic equation on the first episode of season 3. I believe that it is episode 36. So if you are listening to the podcast, the episode that I'm referring to is episode 36 of The Gut Check for Your Business, where we talk about the magic equation at the very end as a bonus item. And that's going to help you understand your rate. And then the other thing that's going to help you understand your rate is what other people are charging, or what is the true market rate. And that is yet another thing in the world of entrepreneurship where I feel like people hide the ball, where there are not a lot of spaces where people are openly talking about their rates and sharing how much they're making, or even sharing how much it costs for them to operate their business. Because a lot of people are very quick to share their six-figure month, or even, you know, their first five-figure month, whatever it is, and then they're not showing you their actual cost of operation. That person might be in the hole. you know? And so you really want to understand, how much should it cost me to operate my business? What are peers in my market charging? And really add that as an informational resource to the work that you're doing in the Magic Equation, to make sure that you aren't outpricing yourself and you're not underpricing yourself in the market. And even if you can't find databases, some things that have been really useful to me personally and finding rates in various markets, and I've done other things besides being an attorney. There was a period of time where I sold planners, I did in-person events, different things of that sort. And the consistent resource that I have found are actual Facebook groups. And one of the best Facebook groups that I've ever joined is called Traffic Sales Profit. And it's run by a gentleman named Lamar Thomas, Traffic Sales Profit. And it is, there are a lot of industry guides out there. As an attorney, there is a company annually that publishes lawyer rates across the country and by practice area. And so you really want to make sure, again, that you do the first step of getting clear on your niche, because you don't just want to say, oh, I'm a life coach. How much are life coaches charging? Because you might find that life coaches that are helping retired athletes are charging twice the amount that regular life coaches are. So you want to get down to your niche and find as direct information to what you are specifically offering as possible. As an IP and entertainment attorney, my rates are completely different than an attorney that does car accidents or traffic tickets or even family law, like divorces. And so you don't just generically want to say, well, what do lawyers with 10 years of experience charge? No, what do lawyers that do IP charge? What are people who are making CBD products for animals charging, as opposed to just generic CBD for human consumption? Or if I'm specifically making non-toxic aromatherapy products to be used with babies, well, it's going to be completely different than a spa aromatherapy for adults. You really want to get down to, again, your niche, your product. Go search out other people. There is nothing new under the sun. And if they don't have their prices just publicly posted, another great thing that I'm not ashamed to do is literally schedule a call to inquire about the person's services so I can actually get a quote. The moral of the story is that you need to get the information, and you want to make sure that you are fairly pricing yourself. But again, I found a great place are Facebook forums that fit for your entrepreneurship group or entrepreneurs in general, various industry groups that I'm in, industry publications, and just doing your market research and doing your Googles and your searches and your footwork to say, okay, who else is doing what I'm doing or strikingly similar to what I'm doing, and how much are they charging? That is going to lead into the third point of raising your rates. When do you know that you should raise your rates, and how do you communicate it? This goes back again to the Magic Equation and that first episode of the season where I'm talking about the gut check, where I'm saying the same way that you get a physical for your body every year, you should be doing a physical exam, a checkup on your business every year, every quarter, you know, half year, whatever intervals you want to do it. But you want to check up and check in with yourself, because the way that you worked at the beginning of the year might not be the way that you're working in the middle of the year, because you may have had a huge spike in business, or at the end of the year, because the market could have changed because of inflation or COVID or the price of your goods or shipping delays or whatever it is. And so you want to do these check-ins with yourself go back through that same gut check journey, that same beginning to end of your entire client journey, and say, what are my time? What is my cost? What is the value? Because you may have hit a sweet spot in your product or your service offering where your clients are really knocking it out the park and getting amazing results or having amazing experiences. And this may be the key time to say, okay, based on this experience or this result, my costs, my time, X, Y, and Z, it's time for me to raise my rates, because this is what people are going to get from me. This is the value that I'm offering. I have provable evidence that I have increased the value proposition to those who seek my product and service out. And I have this additional cost or these additional expertise that also might justify a raising of my rates. And then the communication of it, I think, works in a few ways. Some methods that I've seen that I believe work out really well are letting people know ahead of time. You know, giving people a heads up of, we have experienced tremendous growth. We have experienced these amazing results. Like, use it almost as an opportunity to highlight the amazing success of whatever it is that you're doing or your client experiences or results, and say, these results can happen for you, are possible for you, and we want to engage you. Right now, you can get in at our current pricing. However, our pricing will increase in July. Our pricing will increase in the coming year. The way that it might look is kind of in the form of how people talk about constructive cookies, where it's like you say something nice, you say something that might be a little hard to hear, and then you say something nice at the end. That model works pretty well for raising your rates and reducing your feeling of ick and telling people, hey, this is going to cost more soon. Of like, hey, look, we've had these incredible results. We've been able to do so much. We've been happy to be able to stay open and operate throughout COVID or despite these delays. And we are looking forward to continuing to serve you. But as a result of these things, in June, in 2023, and whatever date, our prices will increase to be able to continue to give you this quality service. Close your cookie up with your last kind of highlight of like, our present rates are still in effect until this new date. And so you can book with us at any time between now and blank and get the current rate. And we're super excited to serve you in this coming year and continue to give you excellent products or excellent service. And so it takes some of the ick out of it, where it's like, we're explaining to you why the rates are going up. We're not just dropping the bomb on you. We're giving you a little bit of time, but the prices are going up. But you can still get your current price if you want to get in now. It's going to give some people a sense of urgency where the new price might be a little bit outside of their reach. And then it prepares people where they're not shocked for it. I think also if you are someone who you're like, okay, listen, the price is the price. Yesterday's price is not today's price. It doesn't need to be the cookie. I've seen some people where in their sales process, they are a little bit more upfront, and it's like, okay, well, that was the previous cohort. That is a reason why some people don't publish their prices, because they want to be able to fluctuate their prices based on where they are. And I think you really need to do what's best for you and best for your particular business when it comes to this, and your voice of like what you feel comfortable with. If you're like, listen, the price is the price, you know, here it is. This is the new price. Yeah, these other people got the old price, but we increased the price today, and you feel comfortable with it, then go there. But I think the moral of the story here is that it's always worth checking to see if you should raise your rates and if you are cheating yourself in business, because who you were and who your business was at the beginning is not who you are now. The last thing is overcoming objections, either the objections to a new price, or if you are just stepping out there, the objections to the current price. And this is to beat a dead horse, going to go back to the magic equation. When you can clearly articulate your value proposition of this is what my clients experience, this is what my customers experience, then it makes you feel comfortable to say, hey, listen, I understand budgets, and if this is not within your price point, I might not be the person for you. Because you now know and are comfortable with the value of your time, the value of the resources that you are providing, and the value of the results that your clients receive. And so you are like, this is not something I can discount. This is not something I can be flexible on, if that's the case, and be able to clearly articulate, I understand your concerns. However, if you're looking for this result, then this is the investment that it is going to take. If you're willing to get a different result or a result that's not this, then there may be some other options for you. But this is what I know my clients experience working with me, or my customers experience with this product, that makes us unique in the market, that makes us different from the other t-shirt brands that you might buy, where my t-shirt might be $50. You can go to somewhere else and get one for $12 or $15, but my cotton's not gonna shrink. It's not gonna fade. It's not gonna bleed. My design is gonna stay vibrant. And so whereas my t-shirts are gonna be something that you can 5-6 years down the road still wear, and still look like new, that $15, $12 t-shirt is going to give you 2-3 washes, not even 2-3 years before you have to buy another and then another. This is an investment on something that you're going to have. So I don't want you, if you're listening to this, to think, oh man, I need to be selling coaching services, or I need to be selling legal services or something really expensive to give this value proposition. It can be something as small as t-shirts. But when you know why you are unique in the market and the value that you provide to your clients and consumers, you can more clearly and comfortably overcome objections and not feel bad about not giving discounts or not changing your prices. And so that's it. That's the overview of talking about money and not feeling awkward or icky. And I hope there was something in here that resonated with you. If you know that there is somebody who needs to hear this content, who you know is undercharging, who you know should be charging more for their business, send this episode to them. Always, I have to give a disclaimer that this is not individual business, legal, or financial advice of any kind. These are my personal experiences, thoughts, or research, or information that I have found on my journey that I want to share with you all, but you should always consult a professional in any field in which you want to get insight or official information that you want to professionally rely on for your business. Make sure it's individual to you and allow this to be a foundation or a stepping stone to go on your own journey to figure out what makes the most sense for your particular business and your situation. Happy to do it. Let's hop into our social minute for this week. This week's social minute is, as always, the time we take in every episode to talk about how we can take just a minute of our time to make ourselves and the world around us a little bit better. And on this week's Social Minute, I actually want to highlight and solicit your support of local libraries. When's the last time you've been to a library? I love the libraries in Metro Atlanta. We have some absolutely beautiful libraries. The two that come to mind instantly for me are the Auburn Research Library in downtown Atlanta, and then on the far east side in Atlanta, the Stonecrest Library. Stunning, absolutely stunning fireplaces, plenty of nooks to read. There's a walking path around it. It is like this little sanctuary. These places that are supported by people like us are true gems for our community. They open up an entire world to a lot of people who still don't have internet access, who don't have books in their home, who don't have the luxury to be able to purchase books or purchase audiobooks because every dollar counts. And our libraries are able to thrive and able to produce quality programming with our support and with our patronage. And there are so many libraries around the country that are closing. And it is so unfortunate. And there, it's just heartbreaking. And so for this week's Social Minute, I would encourage you, if you have not been in a while, if you do not have a library card, to go to your local library and go visit. Go spend an afternoon in your local library, rediscovering what they have there. Pick up information. Libraries aren't just for books. They offer audiobooks now. Once you get your library card, you can often register to get free audiobooks, and they have additional programming like community events and movies and different speakers and workshops that come in. My aunt, who lives in Durham, recently just took a creative writing class through her local library. And so there are just so many things that I think can feed your soul, feed your mind, and feed the community found through the local library. And so that is this week's Social Minute. And if you take me up on this, message me, Shay M. Lawson, on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and let me know, what book did you check out? What programming are you going to check out at your local library? Let's hop in for a summary and then wrap our show. Let's summarize what we talked about today that makes talking about money a little less awkward. The very first thing is going to be clear, connect, and communicate your value add. Be clear on what it is that you offer. Connect with your audience and their needs or their pain points. And then communicate your value add of what makes you unique and makes this worth their time in the market. When you speak about those things, the clients will come to you, and you want to then make it incredibly easy for them to be able to contact you and close on the warm lead you created by simply just speaking about your business, your service, your product, your offering in a way that was authentic, that connected with them, and they are now prepared to engage you because they want this experience that you've communicated through the value proposition, and they can easily contact you. This will eliminate a lot of the salesy feeling when you feel like you need to go and actively promote, buy three for the price of one, call me today, sign up, DM me. You really can eliminate a lot of that when you show up consistently, talking about what you do, the value that you add, and making it easy for people to connect with you. The second thing that we talked about was knowing your rates and understanding how much you should charge. Of course, I'm going to continue to implore you to listen to episode 36, The Gut Check for Your Business, primarily the very last part where we talk about the bonus of the magic equation and figuring out how you can calculate your time, your costs, and your value to determine what your rates are. And then also doing your research to say, what are your peers who are in similar niches to you charging, whether you are exploring Facebook groups, doing Google searches, or even setting up exploratory calls to get the pricing quotes yourself. Then the second to last thing that we talked about was raising your rates and understanding when you should raise your rates. Again, the topic that we talked about in the gut check of having that annual check-in with your business. And it might be more than annual. It could be quarterly. It could be at the half year. Any point that you are experiencing significant growth, significant cost increase, or even significant success with your client base might be a good time to do that check-in and consider raising your rates to say, Are my rates consistent with how much it costs for me to operate my business? Are my rates consistent with my level of expertise and experience that I have now gained? Are my rates consistent with the results that I know I am producing for people, that value proposition? And so you want to be able to clearly speak to those things, because it takes us now to our last point of overcoming objections. And when you are crystal clear on what your value proposition is, what your costs are, what your market rate for your expertise or experience is, then you can feel really comfortable overcoming objections, because you can clearly communicate why your prices are the way that they are, why this is a great investment for the consumer that shouldn't be a second thought, and in case it is, feeling comfortable allowing them to walk away knowing that they are not a proper fit for your business, or maybe where they are right now and what they desire, and being okay with that instead of feeling like you need to change your prices or offer discounts or cheat yourself, because it only ends up hurting you. You end up feeling like, I knew I shouldn't have given this person a discount. I knew I shouldn't have taken this person on. Why aren't my ends meeting? Why am I working so hard, but I don't see the financial payoff? And it might be because you haven't positioned yourself to overcome those objections, to either raise your rates or be comfortable not discounting the raised rates, because there's no point in raising your rates and then consistently discounting them, because you're only discounting yourself and the value that you know that you put out there. So once you get confident in your expertise, in communicating that, connecting authentically, and making it easy for people to connect with you to purchase your product, a lot of that is going to alleviate the ick that traditional sales methods or being salesy feels. And so I hope that this is helpful to you and just another part of the process that I'm really glad that I can share on this season of the podcast. Y'all, we're at the end of the episode already. I feel good that I'm even getting this done. If you are listening, thank you. If you've made it this far, thank you. I know that these don't come out consistently, but I want to get you the content when I can. Hopefully a day comes when I can get them out to you consistently. But regardless, I appreciate the people who show up, who listen, who rate, who subscribe, all of that, who share, send messages online. Appreciate it all. And so, of course, we have to do our final segment of Minute in Time. If I had a minute in time with anyone, living or dead, who would it be? This week, my minute in time would be with Ty Randolph. If you are unfamiliar with Ty Randolph, she is the CEO of Heartbeat Productions, which is Kevin Hart's production company. They just finished an incredible investment round, and she is the CEO of the company. She is also co-host of a podcast called The Sugar that she hosts alongside Tika Sumpter. And I really enjoy the podcast. And in the last episode of this season for them, they interviewed Gammy. And in the beginning of the episode, though, she talked about them closing this last round of funding, how stressed she's been, how many plates she's been spinning, and how terrible of a person she may have been to those around her, but how thankful she was for the village that really kept the wheels of everything else moving while she was really buried in this work. And the thing that I love about listening to her and Tika topics that they cover is that it's just this very real, very transparent of like, hey, I'm just figuring it out like everybody else. I have real emotions, real things, but they've both found real success. And so I think I would love to just have a moment with Ty to hear about her, just her mindsets on a day-to-day basis, being a mother, being a wife, being a CEO, and balancing it all, and then pushing through those times where you know you aren't fully showing up as your best self. Woo, y'all, I think that could be a whole episode in itself. when you are unable to show up as your best self. Oof, that's going to be an episode, you guys. So that is my minute in time for this week. As always, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And remember, we all have the same amount of time. So it is not how much time you have, but how you spend it. Spend wisely, family.